Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, so here we are, Wednesday, September 22nd, day 24 of the Ida recovery. The cool front is moving through. I can't say it's one of those days where we've already reached our high temperature and the temperatures are going to fall, but the high is only going to be a couple of more degrees than it is right now, near 80, and it's 79 degrees, and then I guess it will kind of fall throughout the day, 75 around noon, and then they're saying 77 at 6 p.m., and then as you get into the overnight hours, 66 at midnight, and then looking at tomorrow morning when you wake up, it's going to be about 63 degrees, and it's going to feel a lot better. So for those of us that have a lot to do after Ida, we can get to it. We've lost track of some of the things going on because we were so focused on Ida. I know when I saw the picture of the Haitian migrants underneath the overpass in Texas, I thought of Katrina because it looked like what we went through. Of course, the difference is we were American citizens. Jordan Fiegel, as a matter of fact, was one of the people underneath the overpass, and it was in America. Not the case going on with these Haitian migrants. David Beer joins us now, research fellow at the Cato Institute. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. And again, we've been pretty busy with Ida and preoccupied with that, and rightfully so. But I think the first question is, how did so many Haitians get along the Mexico-U.S. border?
Well, the backstory really started in 2010 when Haiti was struck by a large earthquake, and we saw a huge movement of people, not to the United States necessarily, but to South America. And that really started the migration out of Haiti into the a mainland continent. And once they were on the continent, many of them worked there for the last decade during the pandemic, which made them lose their visa status. And now we're seeing the results of that as people migrate up from South America through Panama and up it through Mexico and ultimately to the United States. And the reason for that is we have 11 million jobs open in this country, and we need these workers. And ultimately, that's what's driving us, an economic movement of people who had already been displaced for other reasons.
One thing I never could understand is, well, first of all, Haiti is a very poor country. So at some point, the Haitians had to find the means to get to South America to work, yes?
Right, yeah. And it's not, they can borrow against their future earnings. They can find a way to put together enough money for a plane ride as long as it's legal. And so these countries in Brazil and Chile issued them work visas in order to come and work. But then during the pandemic, those jobs were lost and they were without status and no other alternative but to head north.
So you said we need them because there are so many jobs open, but how do they find out that we have, and I'm not trying to be stupid here, but for the people that are in, from Haiti, they're working in South America, they lose their protection, and then they decide to head to America because they know these jobs are available?
Oh, absolutely. We already had a little bit of a migration trend starting before this, before the pandemic. But it really accelerated during the pandemic. And so we already had people coming in who were telling relatives abroad, hey, I got a job here. This is how you can get a job. I know there are openings. So there's word of mouth here that can fuel a very large migration like this. And that's really what we're seeing.
And I guess with social media, too. We'll take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. The Associated Press reporting that Haitian migrants camped in that small Texas border town are being released into the United States. That from two U.S. officials under the condition of anonymity. And they said they're being freed on a very, very large scale. That's a quote. So we'll talk about that and what ramifications that could have. I believe the focus is on those that are being deported or on single people, I believe, that have no family. We'll dig down in it when we come back. 621 traffic now, WWL. 615, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday, September 22nd. First official day of fall. The autumnal equinox occurs at 2:20, and it's going to feel like it. First time I can remember in a long time in New Orleans that the arrival of fall temperatures up front is going to coincide with the official arrival of fall season. So it's not going to get a lot warmer than it is now, and then tomorrow and the next day should be beautiful. We're talking to David Beer, research fellow at the Cato Institute, about the situation at the border with Haitian immigrants. And this goes back to now. Let me take a step back before we get to the people that are being released in the country. This goes back to the earthquake of 2010. They also suffered an earthquake in August of this year. And the Biden administration granted temporary protected status to Haitians who are already in the country illegally, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So this is a temporary form of protection when the government decides that it would be inhumane, effectively, to deport people to a country devastated by a natural disaster like an earthquake or a hurricane.
So could that have inadvertently sent a message, and I know there's just, I'm asking you to opine on this, but inadvertently sent a message to the Haitians that were in South America looking for somewhere better to go that, oh, well, you can go to America now, it's okay?
Well, to make a long story short, most of them were already in Mexico, in southern Mexico, applying for asylum there. The Mexican government has zero capacity to process asylum claims. Many of them were living in deplorable, awful, unsanitary conditions in southern Mexico. Then the Biden administration makes this announcement. And at first it was TPS, but then the real issue was they stopped deportation flights to Haiti after the earthquake in August. And so that was the signal. Okay, now, you know, forget about Mexico. They're not processing asylum. Go to the United States. And so that's where we saw the huge rush. I mean, we were already huge numbers compared to prior years. I mean, last year we had about 3,000. Last year we had about 5,000. Now we're up to 30,000. Through August of this year, and then we have 15,000 more in 1 month. So that explains why it was just totally overwhelming to the Biden administration.
So with some of them being contrary to what the administration is saying, the Associated Press reporting that they've witnessed the Haitians being released with a summons to show up in 60 days, is that going to be a big problem for America moving forward if you're looking at COVID, et cetera, et cetera?
I mean, I think the vaccine is taking care of the COVID problem. But, you know, I know that's a somewhat controversial position. But ultimately, you know, this is not an issue of a lack of need for these workers. It's an issue of a lack of legal immigration available to these workers.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, David Beer, research fellow at the Cato Institute. We wanted to catch you up on what was going on. We'll talk about the oil field when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. boat, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.